This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's rural hospitals are set to get money to help them with their COVID-19 response. Nearly $3.5 million from the federal CARES Act will be awarded to the Colorado Rural Health Center, which supports 39 rural hospitals around the state. Members of Colorado's congressional delegation are urging the USDA to grant a disaster declaration for western Colorado. Last week's cold temperatures came at a critical time for the area's fruit growers, and many may have lost their entire crops. Governor Polis already submitted the request for federal aid. Now Representative Scott Tipton and Senators Cory Gardner and Michael Bennett are urging the Agriculture Secretary to grant it quickly. A federal judge has ruled the Trump administration acted improperly when it withheld public safety grants from Colorado over a dispute about immigration policy. In 2018, the Justice Department said it would not send money to states that don't cooperate with immigration enforcement. Because Colorado would not agree to those conditions, the state's law enforcement agencies lost out on almost $3 million. The Colorado ruling ordering the Justice Department to turn over the money follows similar decisions in other courts around the country. Muslims will end their first day of fasting for Ramadan tonight from home instead of together at a mosque. Imam Mohammed Khalila is with the downtown Denver Islamic Center.
Ramadan is one of the most times in the year that people come together to break their fast together, to come to pray at the mosque. Even whenever you see like any Islamic literature, it's based or centered around the community.
Khalida spoke to CPR's Colorado Matters. This is CPR News.